A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Now it's time to talk Braves, Falcons, and college football with a Deep South college football legend. It's the Buck Belue Show, exclusively on The Fan.
Hey, everybody, time for the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Listen on that Fan app. Crystal clear, anywhere, anytime. Makes it easy on you right there. 10 o'clock hour on The Fan is brought to you by our good friends at the Haug Barron Law Group. Road Dog, DT, ready to go today. Where's Nerney? Wonder how Nerney's doing, by the way. Anybody talked with him? Where's Nerney? I guess not.
He's doing all right.
You guys are quiet, man. Let's get to work.
Bucks. Big take.
All right, Stetson Bennett, a Heisman finalist. Immediately, the criticism rained down on social media, and I just don't get it. He doesn't deserve it, says Finn. He doesn't deserve it, says the Tennessee Volunteer fan. Oh, please. Stetson Bennett does deserve it. His stats look great, if that's what you're all about. Plus, Stetson's story is amazing. What's not to like and admire, seriously? Haters, that's what they are. Bennett's been balling in the big games, the team 5-0 against top 25 competition, and Stetson in those games has 13 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. 27 touchdowns total, number 6 in total QBR. And did he not outperform Hendon Hooker head-to-head? Yes, of course he did. The mailman delivered. 900 sports journalists, that's right, journalists, and previous winners voted, and Stetson Bennett is in the top 4. Allow me to remind you of the Heisman mission statement, and I quote, "Recognize the outstanding college football player whose performance best exhibits the pursuit of excellence with integrity." Stetson deserves it, regardless of what you believe. And there's your big take today. Brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. Outperformed Hooker. I know a lot of the Tennessee fans are really upset. Hooker was tearing it up out there until that Georgia game. Then he missed the last game and a half.
Well, what about Hooker? He's the all-SEC quarterback.
And I'm a little surprised to see Bryce Young, number 2, the second team all-SEC quarterback. What's up with that? I mean, Stetson Bennett is clearly, if he's not number 1 or all-SEC, he's got to be number 2. I just don't get it. Bennett is a lightning rod. 404-231-1680, the number. You want to hop in there on that one. If not, we'll just go right on into what's going on with the Atlanta Hawks. That's right. We talk Hawks on this show a little bit, too. And the Trae Young miscommunication has been the talk of the town here over the last 24. Skipped the Friday shoot-around to rest and treat his shoulder, apparently. McMillan denied telling Trae to miss the game. He said that was false. All this coming down yesterday. McMillan said he gave him 2 choices, come off the bench or don't attend the game. He says that's false. Never told him to not attend the game. Then the Hawks go out last night and lose another one of those games they should have won. Drop that one 121-114. Trae, 23 points, 10 assists, 4 turnovers. And this thing is a lightning rod out there right now, too. Trae saying there was some private situation that was leaked. Come on, man. That's just a cover-up is what that is. And Coach Nate McMillan, his job has got to be a little bit in jeopardy right now. I mean, he's having issues with a star player. His team's not playing defense, giving up about 115 a game. And they keep losing to bad teams. I mean, this is not a good look for Coach Nate. Not a good look at all. What are the Hawks going to do? It is a little bit concerning with the way this is going down here early in the season. Is there time to recover and put it together? Obviously. Is it going to take a new coach to get that done? Probably. I like McMillan, but he doesn't seem to be doing a lot of in-game coaching. I mean, he stands there with his arms crossed. You rarely see him getting upset. And now this thing with Trey comes down. I mean, did Nate tell him, look, if you're not coming to the shoot-around, just stay home? He says, no, that's false. DT, what are you thinking on this one?
Oh, well, we talked about this a little bit before. My personal opinion is that Trey needs to grow up and become a leader if he wants to really be considered a leader. Do you think, I mean, if LeBron James misses a game, do you think people aren't going to ask you about it? I don't know if he thought he was just going to skate by and...
Well, yeah, because of the soft media in this town?
Yes, exactly. And I'm proud of our friend Zach Klein for pressing him a little bit on it. I think, yeah, for some of us around here, it's rare. A guy in Philadelphia, Boston, New York, misses a game, doesn't have an explanation for it. The star, the leader of the team, the guy that makes the most money, the face of the franchise, doesn't show up. We deserve answers.
I think it's unacceptable when a team leader or a member of a team just doesn't show up. And he's got no real answer for the media when he doesn't show up.
Well, it's a private matter, Buck. You're just an outside guy. You don't know. According to Trey.
Yeah, and I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. You got to man up. Man up and show up. Answer the tough questions and be a leader.
You already run one coach out of town. Is this going to happen every other year, every 2 years?
Till you find somebody that fits.
How long does that happen? How long?
You know,
that
I think it goes far beyond just Trey, too, and what's going on with Trey Young. The lack of defense is alarming. I mean, these teams are scoring 130 points a game, it seems like. Then you're getting off to these leads against teams you should be putting away, and then they're coming back and winning games on you.
I could also talk about Trey's shot selection, his wild turnovers.
Yeah.
On the court, off the court. You got to step up.
Yeah, and then the Stetson Bennett thing is pretty interesting, too. I'm just constantly amazed at the criticism that comes down on Stetson.
Have you been listening to the locker room again?
How do you explain that? Yeah, I heard Finneran. Now, Finneran is, he's just decided, you know what, I'm going to play this angle, and I'm going to play this angle until the cows come home, as they say here in the Deep South.
Die on that hill, yeah.
Yeah, this nobody's taking this angle. I'm just going to take it. I'm going to roll with it. And yet the guy goes out there and continues to perform at a high level.
Especially in the biggest spots, and I think that's what earned him this this invite to New York.
Well, the mailman delivers. How do you argue with that?
Again, on prime time against the premier opponents is when he performed at his best, too.
Is Robert ready to go? Let's bring on Robert here on the Buck Ballou Show on the Fan, see what he's got. Robert, what's going on?
What's up, Buck, man? I met you in Albany and got some books signed. I'm Rob Dog on Twitter. What's been going on, man?
Man, you're a good man. We appreciate you.
Okay, yeah, on the Stetson deal, none of the other quarterbacks really stand out. And like you said, Hooker was injured recently. So, I mean, you know, why not Stetson? I mean, right?
Well, why Stetson? Because he is delivering big time? I mean, delivering on the big stage against the best teams. Guess who steps up? Stetson Bennett steps up. Yet these other guys get a pass. Why is that? I just don't get it. And if you're not up on what's going on with the Heisman, couple of thoughts here. I place my vote on Sunday, this past Sunday, and got that vote in. And I believe that if you placed your vote prior to the conference championship games going down Friday night and Saturday, you shouldn't be allowed to vote anymore. I mean, don't you want to see every game before you place the vote? I know I did. And they just started last year inviting the top four vote getters to New York for the ceremony. They've been changing that up a little bit lately, but that's been the deal. And these people continue to just look at stats. I just don't get it. This has been, you know, an irritant for me since basically, you know, I was playing high school football a few years ago. It's just crazy, the obsession with stats. It goes far beyond the stats. 404-231-1680, the number. We'll come back and take more of your calls, plus a little Braves and Falcons talk. Glad you're with me, Buck Belue Show, here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Georgia High School Football Championships coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And only 680 The Fan and ESPN 103.7 have all the in-game action from kickoff to the final whistle. I want to invite you to join Doug, Steve, BJ, and the entire team as they bring you through all the championship action live from Georgia State Center Park Credit Union Stadium. Georgia High School Football Championship Weekend, powered by Georgia Power and presented by Truist, Marco's Pizza, and the University of West Georgia. Love that high school football, man. 404-231-1680, the number. I want to encourage you to give a call to the show. We always appreciate your input. And let's take a couple right now. Joseph joins me on The Fan. Hello, Joseph. What's up?
What's going on, Buck? It's funny that you brought this up this morning and all the big deal with everything with the four Heisman finalists, because we were watching the games this weekend, and I pointed out to my wife and some friends of ours, Caleb Williams, what he writes on his fingers and nails and stuff like that, and then I showed them what they had, like a paragraph or whatever you want to call it, of what a Heisman Trophy winner is. And it speaks on there about integrity, how you work off the field. I don't know it verbatim, of course, but
right.
just a few things. And the first thing my wife and her friend said was, because I said, that guy there is probably going to win it. And I said, you never know. He's got the stats. That's the first thing I said, was he's got the stats. And my wife said, why does the stat part matter? And I said, because that's the world we live in now. It's all about fast food society. Whenever it comes to, stats, things like that, with football, it's all about a stat thing. And, seeing all these people in their remarks on Twitter and things like that, I'm like, do you even understand what the trophy even means? And everybody's lost track of that, whether it be media, who votes for it, whatever. But the second thing is, I want to say, and this is what I was telling Road Dog, Kirby's guys are never going to have the stats because they are the ultimate team. That's how they play. It's the man next to my right, the man on my left, the man behind me, wherever. That's what they're out for. They're out for, like Kiaris Jackson said a few weeks ago, we're out to put trophies in here. We're not out for our numbers and things like that. And if you can ever get a team, especially 18 to 22-year-olds, in today's world to buy into that, that just tells me what kind of coach Kirby is and what kind of people he's got working for him, like a Mike Cavan and you know, Will Muschamp and guys like that. It's an ultimate team game, man. And it makes you proud as a fan of a team like that to have people like that that you can pull for.
Hey, we appreciate you checking in today, Joseph. We appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. Yeah, it's the performance on the field, obviously, so the stats do factor into it, but it's not the end all. You know, how many yards have you thrown for? How many touchdowns do you have? And it all seems to be now a quarterback-generated award, which I don't think it was intended to be. Outstanding college football player whose performance best exhibits the pursuit of excellence with integrity. Sounds a lot like Stetson Bennett, what he's been able to do so far. I'm just saying. Jimmy joins us on the Fan, Buck Belue Show. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Buck, how you doing?
Man, we're doing well.
Huge Georgia fan. You know, I've been one. I'm fixing to turn 60, so I've been one all my life. But here's the thing. It's just like the gentleman said before. If you look at stats, if you look at quarterbacks, if you look at things like that, Stetson Bennett is not it. He is an average at best college quarterback as far as what he does as a player. But football is the ultimate team sport. Stetson Bennett has done a great job of not messing it up. The story itself, how he came, is worth him getting a vote and being able to go to New York. But no, he's nowhere close to the top four or five best quarterbacks in the country. I mean, I think you would agree to that. Everybody would agree to that.
Well, yeah, I would not agree with that.
Yeah, he's not an average, slightly above average college quarterback.
If we want to talk about stats, his name's all over the stats. I mean, as I just mentioned, opening up the show today, number six in total QBR. Number six. You got Hooker 2, Stroud 3. You've got the USC quarterback 5. You got Stetson 6.
Yeah, Buck.
Outperform Hooker head-to-head.
A lot of folks want to say this is about his supporting cast and everything. He obviously has a great supporting cast on offense and on defense. I think one of the things that's been lost, though, is how dependent this offense became at certain points on Stetson's legs to convert third downs and convert in the red zone specifically.
Or just extend plays.
And extending plays, getting the ball downfield.
Avoid the bad plays.
His ability to scramble and extend plays, move the chains, and especially in the red zone, getting in when they had difficulty sometime, either rushing or passing. Stetson's legs were an X factor, sorry for the cliche, for this Georgia offense.
We could do the whole hour on this.
Let's do it.
Let's talk Falcons football.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on the Fan.
All right, Mariota or Ritter? Now, the Falcons are off this weekend. And then they go to New Orleans, who lost a heartbreaker last night, brother, down in Tampa. Tom Brady playing magician last night. They were dead in the water, as they say. Able to come back and get that victory. Bucks now 6-6 on the season. Falcons 5-8, three games under 500. So when do you pull the trigger on Ritter and take a look at him? You know the Falcons want to take a look at what he's going to do in game action. Now, they paid close attention to what he's done on the practice field, and it's not been good enough to give him a look so far, which I think a lot of the fan base, a lot of the media, don't even pay attention to that. They don't. They don't pay attention to that. Now, the coaching staff does. You got Art Smith. You got the head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback coach. They monitor every single rep at practice. And if Ritter had been close to what Mariota's been doing every single day, every rep at practice, they would have taken a look by now. Now, at the coffee shop today, they were saying, Belue, what would you do? I said, well, I probably wouldn't be working for the Falcons, but if I was, I would wait until the final two games of the season. And they're both home games. We finished with the Bucks and the Cardinals to end the year, both here in Atlanta. I would not trot him out there at New Orleans. And then you turn around the next week and go at Baltimore. Now, why would I go with it that way? Well, right now, you have not been mathematically eliminated. So I don't want to give up on the season because of the veteran players on the team. You're so invested. You put so much into what you're doing as a National Football League player. I don't want to give up on you until you're mathematically eliminated. Plus, I think you're putting the rookie in a tough spot. He hadn't played a down, and you're going to throw him in down in New Orleans against that defense. That's probably not putting him in a position where he could succeed. And I believe that's what a lot of coaching is you put players in a position where they can be successful. Certainly, the Baltimore trip would not fit into that category either. So, you know, I'd go Mariota the next couple of games, probably mathematically eliminated for the final two games of the year. And that's when you take a look at what Ritter's got, in my humble opinion.
You think it's possible that Arthur Smith might actually think that Desmond Ridder could give them a better chance to win?
No. He would have done that by now.
Yeah.
They don't just, you know, Ridder hadn't just been sitting over there on the sideline. He's been working. He's not ready, is my opinion on this. He has not been ready to help the team win. So when you're eliminated mathematically, you put him in there and see what you got. Otherwise, you're going to lose the football team. I mean, you're going to have guys like big old Grady. Did you hear him on the fan earlier today on the locker room? Jake Matthews, guys like that. I mean, you're going to lose the locker room. You put the kid in there, right?
Some might argue you might lose this locker room if you keep the veteran in for much longer.
Well, look, if I felt like it was, you know, the quarterback's fault, I might make the move. But I don't feel like it's all on Mariota.
I don't think it's all on Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
I think he's played very well, though.
Yeah. Well, if guys like you would pay attention, like the final interception of this previous game, you had the center on roller skates, and he got pushed right back into Mariota's face as he's trying to deliver the ball. It gets picked off, and it's all on Mariota.
London needs to run a better route, too.
It's all on Mariota.
No, I didn't say that. Just thinking about all the wide-open throws he's missed.
Coach Smith with a press conference coming up on Monday. I guess we'll hear more about it then. Let's chop it up for a minute.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
Yeah, and I got hit up this morning at the call. Buck, what are the Braves doing? They hadn't pulled the trigger on anything yet. The shortstop market is heating up, though, obviously, with Trey Turner signing that deal with the Phillies. 11 years, $300 million. 11 years? Dude, he's going to be 40 years old when this deal comes to an end. You've got 6 to 8 teams monitoring the shortstop situation. Cubs, Cardinals, Dodgers, Braves, Twins, Angels, and probably the Giants and the Yankees, depending on what Aaron Judge does. Dansby, most people are rating him as like the fourth best shortstop on the market. So basically, Dansby's got his feet propped up on the coffee table, and he's waiting on a couple of more of these deals to get done before his agent calls and says, all right, now it's time to get moving. Got a couple of offers on the table. What you going to do? And Anthopoulos working it behind the scenes, too. You know, if Dansby's gone, you've got to have an answer. And how about the Mets and that Verlander deal? $43 million a year for a guy that's going to be 40 and 41 years old when he puts on that Mets uniform. The lousy, stinking Mets continue to do knucklehead things. And here's another example of that. Now, I've always been a big Verlander fan, but it's safe to say I would never go with a $86 million two-year deal for a guy that's 40 and 41. Pretty good chance he might be breaking down. Braves, I feel pretty certain they're working it at the winter meetings, trying to find somebody to take Ozuna off their hands. And who are they going to fill the void with out in left field? You know, I saw this name as I was researching for the show today, Michael Conforto, and thought, you know, that might be a pretty good fit out there in left field for the Braves. A guy can rake, pretty good outfielder, looking for a home. You know, the only negative is, well, he's a former Met, and I would want to limit the number of former Mets I brought in. But Braves laying low right now as the winter meetings continue out in San Diego. And there's a little Braves hit for you today. We do have a top five ready for you, though. We're moving fast on this show today.
Fast. The best in college football and the NFL.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Baloo's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, Buck, starting over in Tuscaloosa. What do you make of the mass exodus at Alabama?
Yeah, 9 players have entered the transfer portal in the first day that it was available. 9 of them. 4 offensive linemen. 3 wide receivers. Guess they won't get the heck out of Tuscaloosa, man. Must not be too encouraged about what the future might hold. I don't think anybody's leaving Georgia so far, right? Road Dog, nobody's left so far?
Nope. Not yet, but there are rumors that there will be some people jumping into the portal.
Oh, who are those rumors on? You don't want to divulge that?
Well, there's no big names that are going to shock you.
Just guys looking to play.
But, you know, some of the guys that aren't getting the playing time, maybe they think they should be getting it.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to sit for a minute. You sign and go to Georgia. Let them develop you, and then you get your shot a little later down the road while you're winning these national titles. 9 Alabama players, a little bit shocking.
All right, Buck, any other surprises today? That's question number 2.
Any surprises? You know, I was surprised that Heupel won the AP SEC Coach of the Year Award over Kirby Smart. In fact, Brian Kelly at LSU was 2nd. Kirby was 3rd in the Coach of the Year voting as far as the sports writers go with the AP. And I find that amazing. I do. I'm surprised by that. I think Kirby deserved the Coach of the Year Award. He's just not going to get it. Not that he cares. He could care less about that. He's looking to put another championship trophy on the shelf. But show the man some respect. I mean, my goodness. What'd you have, 13 transfers a year ago? 15 guys go to the NFL. And 4 coaches leave. And you go undefeated. I'd say that's an outstanding coaching job by Kirby Smart. In fact, more impressive than Heupel or Kelly and what they were able to do this year, in my opinion.
All right, Buck. Back to some players in the portal news. I know Jeff Sims leaving Georgia Tech. Think the quarterback will find a good landing spot? Any places in mind?
He's another one that decided, you know, I'm just going to miss a game. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be showing up on Saturday. Sort of like Trey. Yeah, Jeff Sims, from what I understand, 24/7 sports reporting, he's taking a good long look. He's flirting that he's probably going to end up with the Indiana Hoosiers in the Big Ten. And that would probably be a good landing spot for him. Wish him well wherever he ends up.
All right, Buck, I must have missed something. Yeah. What did I miss? Did Kirby get dissed? What's this all about?
Yeah, it was about the AP Coach of the Year. He got dissed on that one. He got dissed. There's no doubt. You know, as far as the surprise that we talked about a minute ago, I maybe jumped the gun on this one because I think Kayshon Boutte, the receiver at LSU, that was the big surprise. He's returning to LSU. I thought for sure he'd be gone. No, he's coming back. And it's not like he's rated lowly as far as the draft goes. Kuiper's got him as the number five receiver coming into the draft. So that was the surprise, was Boutte coming back to LSU. The diss is the AP sports writers dissing on Kirby as far as the coach of the year goes.
All right, Buck, back to Georgia Tech now. Who do you think would be a good hire for Brent Key as his offensive coordinator?
Well, I don't want to help Tech. You know, I mean, I'm a Georgia guy. Not sure I want to help the new coach there find a legitimate offensive coordinator, but I'll play along. I think Seth Luttrell is somebody to take a look at. He just got released there at North Texas as the head coach. No, he's got a background with Mike Leach at Texas Tech. He's been around some other offenses that have done a good job, Arizona, Indiana. Yeah, I think Luttrell is somebody they should take a look at. You get a guy, a first-time head coach, you want some coaches on the staff that have head coaching experience that you can lean on. So I think that would be a good fit for him.
Well, there's your top five.
Top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Hey, we got a lot of podcasts on this station. If you're looking for more than just the shows, I want to invite you to check it out. Go to thepodcastpark.com. It's brought to you by the Associated Credit Union. We've got you covered from high school to college to pro football here on the station. Like Rothstein, he's got that From the Perch, a Falcons podcast. I know Southern Beat with Dan Matthews is another. I've got Bucks Beat, which I'm busy putting together this week's episode. So check those out when you get a chance and enjoy those. Let's get to the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Haug Law Group, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
I got a chance last night to do some video study of the Ohio State Buckeyes football team and got a good look on both sides of the ball. But want to focus on the Buckeyes passing attack, is the so-called elephant in the room. Georgia just gave up 500 yards passing in the SEC championship game to Nussmeier and Jaden Daniels and the LSU offense. 500-plus yards. It's got a lot of these Bulldog fans out there panicking a little bit because you're going to face one of the elite passing attacks in the semifinal Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Ohio State can throw the ball. They've got a quarterback that's got the great stats. And they've got some really legitimate wide receivers, too. So I sat in last night, had a chance to sit down and do some video study of what they're doing and how they're doing it. And the Dogs pass defense, not exactly shutting people down. Now, it's a little bit skewed because you see it, the Georgia Bulldog defense, the secondary, they're giving up 215 yards a game passing, which places them number 51 in college football. 51. We're talking about the number one team in the country. But yet, when you consider that Georgia's only giving up like 6 yards per completion, they're number 13 in college football. Basically, there are a lot of teams when they play Georgia, they're trailing, so they've got to pass the ball more than they normally do. They're behind all the time. So when you consider that, and Georgia's only giving up 6 yards per completion, that's one of the top rates in college football. Maybe you don't panic as easily when you see that. The Buckeyes are throwing it all over the field. One of the top passing teams in college football. Number 14, a little less than 300 yards a game. C.J. Stroud's going to be throwing that thing short. See a lot of quick pass, a lot of hitch stuff on the line of scrimmage where you got these corners and defensive backs that I got to come up and make a tackle at the line of scrimmage. And then when they see you being overly aggressive doing that, you're going to see C.J. Stroud and the Buckeyes go down the field. And they've got some really good receivers. The big news coming down is last year's biggest playmaker they had is decided he is going to go ahead and get ready for the NFL draft. And many people believe that's because it's going to be a push, probably not going to be ready to play by the time they tee this thing up on New Year's Eve. It's a lot. Now that's coming from the Ohio State side. But in spite of the fact their number one guy has been missing most of the year, Stroud has some other guys to get the ball to, and they've thrived. Marvin Harrison Jr. has been fantastic. 72 catches, almost 1,200 yards. He's got 12 touchdowns. And then you got Egbuka, 66 catches, over 1,000 yards, and 9 touchdowns. So two receivers, over 1,000 yards for Ohio State in the regular season. And, you know, Georgia, they've only had one in the history of the program, Terrence Edwards. Ohio State with two in the regular season this year. So Ringo and Lassiter and Bullard and Starks and Chris Smith, they've got their hands full in this matchup coming up here in downtown Atlanta. And, you know, I have not really thought a lot about Georgia losing Nolan Smith until the SEC championship game, when Georgia could have used that edge rusher, getting a little pressure on the quarterback, getting him on the ground. And this is going to be another game where I assume a lot of the Bulldog fans are going to say or think, you know, I wish Nolan Smith was coming off the edge a little bit. We could really use him against C.J. Stroud. This is the elephant in the room. Can Georgia's pass defense hold up against the Buckeyes in the national semifinal? Or is C.J. Stroud going to throw for 500 yards? Coming up tomorrow on the other side of the ball, I've got some encouraging news as far as the Bulldog offense matched up against this Ohio State defense. Did some video study on that last night, and I was a little bit encouraged coming away with that. Coming back on the other side, we've got the Say What? More of your calls, 404-231-1680, the number. Jump on in here. It's the Buck Belue Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Got the Belue Show here on The Fan. And if you know a school teacher that could use an extra $500, attorney Ken Nugent and Grady Jarrett want to help them out this football season. Get registered. Go to KenNugent.com. One call. That's all. Hey, we could all use an extra $500 this time of the year, couldn't we? Let's hit a college football nugget, DT.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Yeah, the college football transfer portal market is, man, it's red hot right now. And reportedly, Mississippi State receiver Ra-Ra Thomas, man, he had a really impressive season this year. He's going to visit Georgia and Auburn, too. And I'm going to tell you, Brian McClendon, the wide receiver coach at Georgia, one of the best recruiters in the country, they've already got a commitment from Tyler Williams out of Lakeland, Florida, four-star receiver. Raymond Cottrell, four-star receiver out of Milton, Florida. Add Ra-Ra Thomas to that mix, I'd say that would be a pretty good get. There's your college football nugget. We don't do this often, but we're going to do it today. Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
Say what again?
Say what?
Stop it!
Say what?
Did you hear Brent Key at his Georgia Tech head coaching press conference talking about dominating, and that includes the other team in this state, dominate?
We have an opponent in this state that we will work 365 days a year to defeat. We will work 365 days a year to dominate. When we all wake up in the morning, our goal is to dominate our opponent. The feeling of dominating your opponent is like no other. And whatever team is on our schedule, that is our goal. That is what we will work towards every single day. Players that are in here understand that. That is our goal. That is our mindset. And we have an opponent in this state that's included in that. For 365 days, we will work to dominate that opponent. Understand that.
Yeah, we heard it, Coach. Now, you got a lot of work to get done before you start dominating that other team in the state. Good luck with that.
He's just looking for the cheap pop there, right? Feeding to the crowd base, to the fan base, saying beat Georgia. But there are other things he has to make a priority before he's worrying about lining up and beating Georgia.
What, like getting some more players?
Exactly.
Yeah. Finish out the coaching staff. He sounded serious, though. And you know what? If I was a Georgia Tech man, that is exactly what I want to hear. Is you're looking to go out and dominate. You're looking to hit the other team in the state upside the head a little bit. You're tired of getting kicked around. So, Brent Key, man, shaking it up a little bit. Sure, the Tech people are loving it. But there's some other people out there making fun of it, too. Boys at the coffee shop were making fun of him this morning, wondering when they were going to dominate Georgia. All right, that's going to do it for my show today. We appreciate you hanging out Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. Nick and Chris are coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Where's Nernie?
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.